Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the announcement of the Hawaii Advance Hospital Care conference call. During the presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. Afterwards, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press the one followed by the four on your telephone. If at any time during the conference you need to reach an operator, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Thursday, May 12, 2011. It is now my pleasure to turn the conference over to Blair Childs. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks, Lorraine. Good day, everybody, and welcome. I'm Blair Childs with the Premier Healthcare Alliance. The purpose of this call today is to talk about and answer your questions on an exciting announcement that we're making today that we think signals a new partnership between hospitals and payers and to improve the care for patients. For those of you who aren't familiar with Premier, Premier is an alliance of nonprofit hospitals. We work with 2,500 hospitals as well as 73,000 non-acute care sites. We're owned by the hospitals, and we use the power of collaboration to lead the transformation to high-quality, cost-effective health care. And we are sincerely focused on really improving care for the benefit of the American public and our society overall. So today we're here to announce an important first-ever statewide initiative with a private payer, hospitals, and the Premier Alliance to deliver high-quality, cost-effective, and safe care improvements for all patients in Hawaii. We have an esteemed panel of experts on today's call, and I'd like to start by introducing them in the order in which they will be presenting. First is Hilton Rathel, who is the Senior Vice President of Hawaii Medical Services Association, a nonprofit independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association and the state's largest provider of health care coverage. Hilton is responsible for overseeing HMSA's Health Services Delivery Division and Provider Services Department. Following Hilton will be Susan DeVore, who is the President and CEO of the Premier Healthcare Alliance. And then after Susan, we will have Kevin Roberts, President and CEO of Castle Medical Center in Kailua, Hawaii, and a member of the Hospital of Adventist Health based in Roseville, California. Kevin is a strong advocate for hospital performance improvement, and he serves as chair of the Healthcare Association of Hawaii, the state affiliate of the American Hospital Association. He also chairs the group's Patient Safety Committee. Each person will speak and then pass along to the next person the mic for them to pick up and present from their perspective, and then we'll, after everyone concludes, we'll open it up for questions from you all on the line. So with that, let me turn it over to Hilton.
Good morning and aloha. HMSA is a nonprofit mutual benefit society, and we've been providing health insurance in Hawaii for 73 years. Between our commercial, Medicaid, and senior membership, we have approximately 700,000 members in Hawaii out of a statewide population of almost 1.3 million. Like most plans across the country, we're concerned about the rate of inflation in healthcare costs and the variations in quality and care provided to our members. Now, we're very fortunate to have a very good hospital and physician network here in Hawaii, but there is we believe there's still room for improvement. Historically, like most payers, we have reimbursed hospitals and physicians on a predominantly fee-for-service basis. And the problem with this methodology is that it rewards quantity, not quality, and volume, not value. Now, we've had pay-for-quality programs here in Hawaii for approximately 10 years that have had some success, but they've not really gotten the attention and focus from hospitals and physicians that we would like. And as a result, healthcare inflation, despite the success of these programs, limited success, healthcare inflation in Hawaii has been rising at levels that are unsustainable, and again, quality has been inconsistent. So in 2010, early last year, we initiated three payment reform initiatives, a hospital payment reform initiative, a primary care payment reform initiative, and a specialty care payment reform initiative under a broad initiative called Keep Hawaii Well. Now, as part of this initiative, we established a goal of tying approximately 15% of hospital and physician reimbursement to quality and outcome measures after a 3-year transition period. Now, with our legacy programs, the programs I just talked about, hospitals, for example, could earn about 2% of their revenue on an annual basis from the quality metrics, but our goal under this new program after 3 years is to be at 15%, which is obviously a significant difference. Now, during this transition period, we're continuing to pay on a fee-for-service basis, but we've frozen hospital and professional fee schedules, and any new reimbursement during this transition period goes into a pool tied to quality and outcomes measures. In the first year, our goal is to have about 5 to 7% of revenue tied to quality and outcome, and then we keep adding year over year until we get to our goal of approximately 15%. Now, we are strong proponents also of expanding the role of primary care and primary care physicians in our communities. For our primary care initiative, for example, we have a goal of including all of our primary care physicians on all of our 550,000 commercial members in a patient-centered medical home by 2013. That's a parallel initiative that we're kicking off along with our hospital initiative. Now, for our network of hospitals, we developed an initiative called Advanced Hospital Care. And in this initiative, we've partnered with our statewide network of hospitals. We have 15 hospitals that we're working on this. We're excluding the critical access hospitals in the first phase simply because of the low volume of patients in those critical access hospitals. So we have 15 hospitals that constitute our statewide network, primary statewide network. And we partner with them to develop a series of metrics that focus on quality, safety, and patient outcomes. Now, instead of developing our own set of metrics, which we've done in our legacy program on which to evaluate hospital performance, we made the decision late last year to partner with Premier, which has an approved set of metrics that have been developed by hospitals for hospitals, and which is used by approximately 250 hospitals in 34 states across the country. So we could have taken a couple of years to develop our own program, put a whole bunch of effort into that, but it would have been a local initiative, wouldn't have had the credibility of being aligned with national metrics. So Premier is metrics that have been tested and which have been demonstrated to improve quality, reduce errors and complications, and reduce costs, and are the primary goals that we're looking at. So we're collaborating with our hospitals on the development of a metric set relevant to each hospital using the Premier High-Performing Healthcare Framework. And we're so convinced of the value of Premier's program and the benefit for our members in Hawaii that we have agreed to pay all the Premier program costs for our hospital network for a period of 4 years beginning in 2011. Now, this program provides the opportunity for hospitals in Hawaii to share information and best practices amongst themselves and with all the hospitals in the Premier Collaborative. By tying 15% of a hospital's reimbursement to quality and outcomes, we've gotten the attention of hospital CEOs, CFOs, chief nursing officers, chief medical officers, and departments they manage. And this is exactly what we intended to do. Shift the focus away from a fee-for-service volume-based model and get hospitals and doctors focused on quality, safety, and outcomes. We really believe that if you want to change behavior, you have to change the incentives. And we needed to change the incentives and focus so that we can provide greater value for our employees, for our employers and the individuals who purchase health insurance. With that summary, I'd like to turn it now over to Susan.
Thanks so much, Hilton. And I'd like to add to some of Hilton's comments. And Blair talked a little bit about who the Premier Healthcare Alliance is. And he said we had 2,500 hospitals and 73,000 non-acute care sites. And I think what is important is a thing Hilton also said, which we're wholly owned by our member hospitals, and we are all about helping them improve quality, safety, and cost effectiveness of the care that they're providing in Hawaii and across the country. We do this actually in a number of ways. We have the largest clinical, operational, and financial comparative database, and we now have basically one in every five of all U.S. hospital discharges. We have the clinical data and the operational data. Our member hospitals across the country use this data to identify opportunities for improving their own performance, and they also have a way of sharing with other top performers across the nation and learning from each other. In addition to this clinical and operational comparative database, we also have a leading purchasing network. And due to the size and scope of the alliance, we're able to help them aggregate their purchasing of the supplies that are used in hospitals and in other care settings and get to best and lowest prices. We are so excited to be working with HMSA and its network of hospitals on this very important and we all know it will be challenging initiative. I think they should really be commended for taking the initiative to work together for the greater good of the residents of Hawaii. Participation in this project illustrates really, I think, their significant dedication to the never-ending goal of improving quality and cost-effectiveness of care. Blair said, and Hilton reiterated, that this is truly a first-ever statewide value-based program with a private payer. And our hope is that this program will mark an evolution in the traditional payer-provider relationships and help all of us as a country move toward aligned, common quality improvement goals. What makes this unique is that HMSA decided, as Hilton said, to take a new and novel approach to their relationship with hospitals. And as he mentioned earlier, instead of developing their own measures and telling providers what was important to improve, they joined an existing quality improvement program that was developed by hospitals and for hospitals. And in this sense, it's the first time a pay-for-performance or value-based purchasing program has used a set of measures and targets developed exclusively by the providers themselves. In taking this approach to pay-for-performance, HMSA has ensured that the program is fully aligned with the provider's quality improvement priorities in their own organizations. And it's also aligned with national pay-for-reporting and pay-for-performance programs that are being rolled out now as part of healthcare reform. It's also, though, a move beyond simple measurement to provide hospitals with shared learning and best practices based on true improvements across an entire collaborative of hospitals. This is not a program that's focused exclusively on measurement and payment. A lot of programs do that. This program is really focused on improvement through data transparency, through information sharing, through collaborative execution, and using a framework that's been proven to be successful because it's been in place over the last 2.5 years. We've set some lofty goals here, and we all know it. You know, we're going to be trying to reduce mortality, reduce readmissions, reduce the cost of care, improving patient safety, making the patient experience better. But it was done for a reason, and it was done knowing that it's all attainable. This partnership is modeled after a premier national collaborative that started out with 157 hospitals and now has grown to 250 hospitals. And these are hospitals of various sizes, geographies, and teaching status. And over the last 2 years in that program, those hospitals have saved 25,000 lives and estimated to have saved $2.85 billion just in the first 2.5 years of that program. Focusing on the more than 25,000 lives saved, it's a 23% decline in mortality over that time period. These are really remarkable and rapid results that show what's possible when hospitals work together, when they share their best ideas, when they transparently report their performance, when they implement solutions that are proven and that are based on the evidence. From a cost-saving standpoint, U.S. costs for inpatient care over the last 2.5 years have increased by 21%. We read about it in the paper all the time, you know, this 7, 8, 9% per year increase in inpatient costs. And given those kinds of cost increases, it's not really a surprise that our nation is having such an intense debate on how to get a handle on these costs, which increase by double digits, you know, over time. In contrast to that kind of a growth rate, though, the hospitals participating in this collaborative with Premier only saw cost increases of 4%, over the same time period. That's nearly flat when compared to the national performance at 21%. And I think that's what people are talking about when they talk about how are we going to bend the healthcare cost curve. They're coming at a really important time, these cost savings, because hospitals are facing significant reimbursement cuts going forward. They need to be making new investments in community care. They need to be making investments in coordinating care, investments in health information technology. We actually have done additional research on this program that showed us that if this kind of a program were deployed systematically across the nation, there would be something like 64,000 lives saved and something like $22.6 or $23 billion of additional cost savings. An obvious question is how hospitals participating in this national collaborative, or in Hawaii's case, in their collaborative, how are they going to achieve the success and the improvement in cost and quality and safety? And we've actually been doing research studies on that too. And what we've learned is you have to have data. The data focuses the attention and raises the motivation for improvement. You've got to have strong infrastructure that really supports performance improvement, and that means administrative leadership, staff leadership, education, multidisciplinary collaboration and communication, and physician engagement initiatives. You also have to have external ideas coming into the performance improvement efforts. You have to have information sharing across providers. You have to have benchmarking against local and national best practices. And there's a certain level of highlighting successes and maintaining momentum that keeps the improvement going. We have all kinds of examples of improvement that many hospitals across the country have seen. We have infection prevention programs, secret shopper surveillance systems that Indian Path Medical Center, for example, implemented and then shared their results and shared the mortality drop that they saw. And so then other hospitals were able to adopt a similar kind of program. We have a hospital, DeGraff Memorial in Western New York, that had approximately half of its patients at risk for developing pressure ulcers because they had lots of geriatric patients. And so they went after performance improvement in that area. They located, labeled, and evaluated all of its beds that were appropriate for patients with pressure ulcers. They got rid of defective mattresses and they were replaced at no cost. And the patients that were at risk were placed in special beds to prevent pressure ulcers. And so they saw a reduction in their pressure ulcer rates from over 5% in 2008 to less than 1% in 2010. Those are just a couple of examples of some of the best practices or some of the ideas that get shared between and among hospitals. And we expect hospitals participating in the advanced hospital care to share similar process improvement steps and to learn from leaders across the nation and within the state. We expect the hospitals in Hawaii, we expect them to achieve similar successes based on the program's national results and the track record to date. The goals of advanced hospital care also align with the healthcare reform law, which includes a national requirement for Medicare to pay hospitals based on their achievement of quality benchmarks. The project can help Hawaii hospitals meet new goals set by the Department of Health and Human Services through the Partnership for Patients program to reduce preventable errors in hospitals by 40% and preventable complications by 20%. So instead of having all kinds of multiple different efforts, you know, aimed at solving the same problems, we're combining these efforts, if you will, and including them all in the design of this program. Advanced hospital care can also help Hawaii providers achieve value-based purchasing mandates, readmissions mandates, infection prevention policies, satisfaction requirements, and mortality reduction. So at the end of the day, it's really the patients who will benefit from this effort. advanced hospital care will benefit all the residents of Hawaii receiving hospital care, regardless of their insurance carrier or at which hospitals they receive, because once these improvements in performance occur, they occur really for all patients and for all payers, because it's a way of changing how care is delivered. And this is what healthcare providers want to do. They want to keep people out of the hospital. They want to get them back home safe and sound. They want to improve the health and well-being of their friends and their families and their communities. So in closing, I'd just like, again, to commend HMSA and these Hawaii hospitals for taking the initiative to improve the health of their communities, and we look so forward to partnering with them on this journey. And I'd now like to turn it over to Kevin Roberts.
Thank you, Susan, and thanks for the opportunity to share in this important conference call. Just to recap, my name's Kevin Roberts. I'm the president and CEO of Castle Medical Center. We are a 160-bed community hospital in Windward, Oahu, and affiliated with Adventist Health, which is based in Roseville, California. It's a 17-hospital system. So though we're out here in the Pacific apparently on our own, we're not by any means. Our health system has been a participant in premier quality programs for over a decade, including various demonstration projects with CMS for core measures and the HCAPS project. So we're quite familiar as an institution, a health system, with the rigor of Premier's quality programs, which made it very exciting when this whole advanced hospital care program came about. We have learned that through experience that evidence-based improvements in quality and safety require very reliable and robust benchmarking methods. One of my favorite sayings is, quality is never an accident. You don't accidentally get to a zero infection rate. It just doesn't happen. The biology of the organisms of this planet will thwart that every time. So at Castle, for instance, we have produced an annual quality report for the last 5 years that we share with all our stakeholders in a very transparent manner. It's even published on our website. And we've done that to motivate ourselves to continuously improve, to be honest with ourselves, honest with our community and our stakeholders, and so forth. And over the years, though we've seen significant improvements in certain areas, we have some metrics that remain stuck, and we need new methods to achieve persistent excellence to which we aspire. And the Advanced Hospital Care Program that has been designed and, as Hilton mentioned, paid for even by HMSA in partnership with Premier makes perfect sense as we lean into the objectives of healthcare reform and seek to meet our healthcare mission of quality and patient safety. This effort is going to help connect our quality and cost improvement efforts to others doing similar work nationwide, which will help us learn from the very top performing hospitals across the country and implement strategies for success here at home. It's going to have a positive impact on all patients we serve, not just the HMSA customers, of course, because quality improves across all patients as we standardize and make performance improvements throughout the hospital. The beauty of this, specific to Hawaii, is that there is a universal participation by all acute care hospitals across the state. And, you know, I just want to stop and emphasize the power of a unanimous engagement in this. I'm very excited, you know, as a local hospital administrator and as Blair mentioned, I'm also the chairman of the board for the Healthcare Association of Hawaii and also of our Quality and Patient Safety Committee within that state association. And one of the main things that we're trying to do there is to build collaboration, transparency, trust, and, of course, sharing of best practices throughout these hospitals. It's a smallish state, but we have about 25 acute care hospitals across the state. So there's plenty of work to be done for us all to learn from one another. And because all these hospitals are both members of the Healthcare Association, and members of the Advanced Hospital Care Program, we should be able to use all of this data on behalf of Hawaiians throughout the state and therefore save lives, promote health, improve safety, and lower costs. I expect that we will be able to learn from one another throughout this collaboration in ways that only sharing of reliable and tested outcomes data can provide. We all know if you're using, for instance, different patient satisfaction vendors, everybody customizes their data just a little bit differently. And so you're always talking just, you might be within the same apple to apple, but it might be a Granny Smith versus a Golden Delicious, and you can't just always merge that together. And I think that's the beauty of our Advanced Hospital Care Program, is we are going to be using the exact same methodology on the exact same metrics within this state, and I think that's going to be powerful. So in closing, we're very pleased to be participating in a value-based purchasing program that for the first time has been designed by hospitals for hospitals. And I want to commend HMSA not only for paying for this for the next few years, which is very noble, but for seeking out an existing proving program that will help us all achieve our goals and our mission to society. In a nutshell, this facilitates more great reasons to do the right thing that we know we should be doing anyway. So thank you very much for the opportunity to share, and I'll turn this back over to our facilitator.
Great. Thank you, Kevin and Susan and Hilton. Lorraine, can you inform everyone how to queue up for questions, and we'll take some questions now.
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to register a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. You will hear a 3-tone prompt to acknowledge your request. If your question has been answered and you would like to withdraw your registration, please press the 1 followed by the 3. If you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before entering your request. One moment, please, for the first question. And ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, to register a question, press the 1-4. Mr. Charles, there don't appear to be any questions on the phone lines.
Okay. Well, we'll prepare to wrap up. I'd say all the presentations were so complete that it looks like that we've answered all the questions in advance. But let's just wait another moment in case somebody thinks of something, and if not, we can conclude the call. So, Lorraine, nobody's queued up?
Nobody is queued up.
Okay. Well, I wanted to say thank you again to Hilton, Susan, and Kevin, and to everyone participating in this call. We've been announcing the Advanced Hospital Care Program. So thank you very much for your participation. Thank you again to the speakers, and we look forward to answering any questions in the future should you have them. I think on all the press materials, we identified individuals to contact should you have questions. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude the conference call for today. We thank you for your participation and ask that you please disconnect your line.